Now tell me right out loud, what are you supposed to do when you see the flash?
Duck and cover. Duck and cover.
This is an alert. We are under nuclear attack. You have 5 minutes to reach the nearest fallout shelter. You won't get there. The bomb's going to drop on San Francisco because that's a big city, but you'll be targeted. You've got a university here, right? You're targeted. We could even use this theater as the epicenter. It will come in at 20 times the speed of sound. You won't hear it. We won't know because we haven't got our radio on. And it will explode with the heat inside the center of the sun and dig a crater 3/4 of a mile wide and 800 feet deep, turning this beautiful renovated theater and the whole of downtown, everything, into radioactive fallout shot up in the mushroom cloud. 5 miles from here in all directions, everyone will be killed, but most will be vaporized, like that little boy leaving his shadow on the pavement behind him. 20 miles from here, everyone killed or terribly burnt, lying without friends or relatives, no doctors because we're dead, no hospitals because they've been destroyed, no syringes, but the White House is stockpiling huge quantities of morphia just in case there's a nuclear war. If you look at the bomb 50 miles out, the flash is so bright you'll be instantly blinded, like looking at the sun. And then the whole area will be engulfed in a firestorm of 3,000 square miles. Think about it from here. Sucking in winds of 500 miles an hour, sucking people out of buildings and turning them into missiles. Windows popcorning, shards of glass at 100 miles an hour, decapitating people. When it's finished, there'll be millions of bodies, animal and human. And as they decay in a radioactive environment, the bacteria we harbour will mutate and become more lethal. So all the diseases we once controlled, like polio and typhoid and plague and tetanus, will become rampant and epidemic. Measles, diphtheria. We'll have to live underground for 6 months because the radiation will be so intense, but they think they'll use the old people to gather food because we won't live long enough to get our cancers. Takes 5-20 years to get a cancer from the fallout. But the food will be radioactive. All the water supplies destroyed, the sewage systems. And as Nikita Khrushchev once said, if there's a nuclear war, the living will envy the dead. And it'll be the end of Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. It'll be the end of Brahms, Brahms' Alto Rhapsody. It'll be the end of Beethoven's Ninth. It'll be the end of humanity and the end of most of creation, except the cockroaches will survive and the algae, some bacteria and viruses. And we're all set up, ready to go.